Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, boobs are back. Sales of push-up bras have been steadily increasing. A sign, perhaps, that the skinny waif look is finally declining in popularity. The Sunday Times writer Katie Glass has been lifting and separating the evidence. Afternoon, Katie.
Hello, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too. So, what do you ascribe this to, do you think?
Oh, that's interesting. Why has it happened? Well, I guess the pendulum always swings in trends, doesn't it? So we've seen everyone getting into GLP-1s. So those are weight loss drugs, getting skinny. And, you know, fashion always likes to throw us a curveball. So I think it's gone the other way now. And it's saying, right, back to push-up bras. So you said, yeah, push-up sales of push-up bras have gone up. And we've got on catwalks, designers sending people down the catwalk in bras. And it seems boobs are back.
Right. OK, now, of course, the thing is that the body type that's been championed for the last 10 years, especially with all the GLP-1s, is a body that's shaped largely like a stick. So does that does that also in turn then increase or have an influence on the shape of the models going down the catwalk? Because no matter how many push-up bras they wear, it won't have an effect.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because what they're wearing on the catwalks, these quite sort of canonical, you know, Madonna-style bras, because I guess they haven't got a lot to put in them. But so on the catwalk, you're right. We're not seeing so many boobs. We're seeing lots of bras. But in pop, you've got Lily Allen's West End tour. She's wearing all this lingerie and sort of push-up bras. Charlie XCX in her video, she's prancing around in a push-up bra. So I think exactly, fashion likes to make a body type difficult to obtain. And just when we're all getting skinny, it said, actually, you all need to have boobs again.
Yeah. OK, so does that mean that there'll be a massive decline in sales for Ozempic then? The people go, actually, the way I was before was actually the way I should have been.
Well, so I talk about in my piece. So, you know, obviously, this is great news for me, by the way, because I've always had boobs. And when I started taking the Ozempic, as soon as I started losing my boobs, that's when I was less keen on taking it. And I wonder if other women feel that. Like, you know, there's a classic thing they say to women about dieting, which is, it's your face or your figure. And now I think it's going to be, it's your waist or your boobs, because it's very hard naturally, really, to have both.
Yeah. I explain that, it's your face or your figure.
So it's just a thing they would always say to middle-aged women, which is, you know, if you want to get skinny, if you want to lose the weight, your face starts to look older. So you only have to choose your face or your figure. See, look, this is what women have been, all your women listeners will think, we all know that. But now I think it's like, is it going to be my waist? Am I going to have the slim waist, or am I going to have the nice, the fantastic rack?
Yeah.
You've got to choose.
Well, I mean, and from the piece you wrote about this, I would it be unfair to categorize what you were saying, that women with racks are a bit jollier than you know, your pasty-faced kind of waif-like thing?
They're a bit what, sorry?
They're jollier. Yes, they're having a better time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think so. I mean, I think there's something sort of innately hedonistic. It's hard to be curvy and not, you know, enjoy your calories. Like, if you're not calorie counting, I think often my experience is curvier women, a bit more hedonistic perhaps. And also there's, I think, having boobs, there's something jolly about it. And that's why men are always coming up with these ludicrous names for them, like fun bags.
Yeah.
And pillows, and I'm sure you've got a million more up your sleeve. But, you know, there's something sort of, there's something very serious about someone with sort of razor hips and cheekbones. And there's something that feels a bit more friendly, doesn't there, about a few curves.
Yeah. So is it, we'll be seeing more cleavage, or just kind of more people wearing padded, you know, weird looking padded bras, kind of Madonna type pointy ones?
Well, wouldn't you like to know? I wonder which way it's going to go. Like I say, I think it's impossible to be both slim and have the boobs. So I suppose that must be why, where the push-up bras come in, is, you know, they sort of fake everything, don't they? And let you look like you've got it.
Yeah. One of our listeners says women who have actual boobs don't lose their boobs when they get skinny. They keep them.
That's very useful information. Actually, I found that to a certain point. But, you know, with the GLP-1s, you're losing a dramatic amount of weight. You know, I think I lost almost 3 stone on them. So I think, yes, to a certain extent, you can sort of keep your boobs. But, like, we can't all end up looking like Pamela Anderson. In fact, even Pamela Anderson can't naturally look like Pamela Anderson, can she?
And doesn't want to look like Pamela Anderson, actually. She seemed to have
been indeed.
Yeah, got sick of it. Are boobs political?
Well, so the reason I wanted to write the piece is, you know, it's funny and it's fun. And like I say, as someone who's naturally curvy, it's delightful for me. But I think there's also a sort of feminist element to this, which is, GLP-1s and the whole diet industry is always telling women, you know, be smaller, take up less space. And there's something almost like Jordan Peterson's book about, you know, put your shoulders back. Like, to have boobs, you do take up space. So you have to enjoy your body. You stop trying to shrink yourself. And it's interesting that we had this whole moment where people started to get slimmer and it sort of came out of COVID. We were all sort of hiding away. Women stopped wearing the bras. And then we had Me Too. And we had this moment where, you know, women suddenly felt very sort of sexually overpowered. And there was a lot of discussion about men sort of using women or men, you know, taking advantage of women sexually. And I think women really sort of sexually retreated at that point. And so I do feel that there's this, to me, it's this glorious shift, actually, if women are starting to say, actually, I'm happy wearing the push-up bra. You know, I'm excited to look curvy again, embrace my sexuality. It's because women are starting to feel that they own that a bit more and they can own that narrative and they can enjoy their bodies. So there's something, I think that's innately political, yes. And yeah.
Okay, well, that's, I suppose that's looking at it from a feminist point of view, because it was, and you do refer to it when Sydney Sweeney, and actually it's a great quote, the double D harbingers on the death of woke. That's been, and you know, Boris Johnson claimed that when he was elected, every man's wife would have bigger boobs. I don't know how he's going to actually arrange that. But it's also seen on the other side that this, you know, the skinny woman was a kind of a totem of wokeness.
Yes, I think there was always, so yes, there's this sort of feminist perspective on it, but I think classically there's this funny idea, I think, that boobs somehow represent the right wing. I don't know where it started, but I swear it's around. And that's where you've got Boris Johnson coming in. And I joke in the
piece. It's they all went to public school and they're still kind of giggling about it.
Do you think it's about matrons? There's something
sort
of like that.
Oh, yeah, and watching carry-on films when they're in their dorm rooms.
Yeah, so there was always, I think, that idea. And, you know, people talk about the Trumpian blondes, all these blondes around Trump being booby, and Lauren Sanchez, who's going out with Jeff Bezos, you know. But I say, and actually, when I was young, I got taken to a Socialist Workers' Party meeting. What a date. Mm-hmm. And I remember all the other women being very skinny and flat-chested and me feeling I somehow looked right-wing, even if I didn't feel it, just because I was sort of curvy. But maybe that's changing, I sort of say in my article, because of course Zach Polansky famously said that he could hypnotize, was it, women into growing their breasts bigger. So maybe all physical persuasions are now into a larger chest.
I think all it establishes is that men lose their minds basically in the face of nice big boobs. Katie, lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much for doing so. That was Katie Glass, their columnist with the Times UK. Speaking as a 44 double D, says his texter, I have found that my breasts do shrink if I lose weight, so I'm stuck being a size 16. Apparently men who are attracted to boobs are more likely to come from low socioeconomic backgrounds, read it once from a study a few years ago. I wonder how they carried out that particular study.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.